With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. The bitter cold we've been experiencing in the Midwest and eastern U.S. is expected to lift, but it's already had a huge impact on businesses, and it's kept millions of people indoors. Several weather-related fatalities have been reported. We'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Doug Belkin in a moment. First, here are some headlines. President Trump says he's open to a new meeting late in February with Chinese President Xi Jinping to resolve the trade dispute between the two superpowers. The suggestion of the new meeting came from the head of a Chinese delegation, which is holding talks with American negotiators in Washington this week. The two leaders would meet after Mr. Trump's planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in late February. It comes as the U.S. and China remain far apart on trade. China has offered modest concessions, including buying more U.S. farm and energy products, but the offer falls far short of what Washington has been asking for, which includes deeper changes in what it calls Beijing's protectionist industrial policies that hamstring competitors. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that more than 50 investment advisors are under pressure to settle federal claims they steered customers to mutual funds that charged excessive fees. The Securities and Exchange Commission's civil enforcement campaign to limit the fee-steering practice has unnerved Wall Street firms and smaller financial advisors. Money managers have been caught off guard by the extent of the investigations initially announced in February 2018. The SEC is pushing numerous firms to settle civil fraud charges, reportedly by Friday. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has proposed nearly doubling the top estate tax rate to 77% from 40%. It would apply only to wealth above $1 billion. Sanders' plan would also lower the per-person exemption from the estate tax to $3.5 million from $11.4 million. The move is part of progressives' push for new and expansive ways to tax the wealthiest Americans and combat inequality. Still ahead, the killer cold temperatures. The Arctic air mass, known as the polar vortex, sent temperatures plunging in the Midwest to their lowest levels in decades this week. It was so cold that governors in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois declared states of emergency Wednesday. Wind chills hit 50 degrees below zero across much of the Chicago area and minus 70 across parts of the upper Midwest. And indeed, the cold air has blown east, and we're under a deep freeze here in New York. Doug Belkin of the Wall Street Journal joins us via Skype from Chicago. First of all, Doug, are you in the office or are you working from home?
I'm working from home. I was in the office yesterday.
I saw a photo of what I believe to be a thermometer outside a bank in Chicago, and it said minus 24. Are temperatures in the Midwest as cold today as they were on Wednesday?
They're pretty close. It was windy yesterday, and so the wind chill temperatures were sub 50, and the wind has died down a little bit. So the temperatures are still, they were minus 24 this morning, probably minus 15 or 18 now, but it's not as windy, so it's not quite as horrible.
It seems to me that the Midwest is always brutally cold during the winter, so to be talking about the coldest weather in, 20 years is really something special.
Yeah, this is a special kind of cold. This is the kind of cold where you walk outside and your nose hairs freeze in about 4 seconds. You can feel the air move down your lungs. Houses creak. Cars don't start. If they do, they just groan. The streets are really empty. People are staying inside because it's very dangerous to be outside for any length of time right now.
Right. With temperatures this dangerously cold, people were advised to stay home or bundle up completely before going out. Doug, talk about how the cold weather has affected businesses in the area.
It's had a tremendous effect across the Midwest. Most businesses have just shut down. I mean, even the postal service is shut down in a lot of the hardest hit areas. So it's just quiet everywhere. There's an occasional place open and now and again. But if you're walking through downtown Chicago, as I was yesterday, it looks like, everybody's asleep. Maybe one store in 10 is open. The flights from O'Hare, most of them, probably more than half, have been canceled. So the trains moving in and out of the city, they're running very sporadically. Most of them have been canceled. The streets are empty of cars and, of course, pedestrians. So it's very quiet and it's very empty.
Yeah, as you mentioned, thousands of airline flights were canceled on Wednesday. More were scheduled for Thursday, including many cancellations at Chicago airports. And as we speak, I guess the total throughout the U.S. had reached 2,600, and that'll probably rise.
Yeah, so this is going to continue in the Midwest for It's starting to warm up, but it's going to be a day before it's out of the sort of red zone. In the East Coast, you're going to get it, I don't think, quite as badly. And then air travel should resume a little bit more normally in and out of Chicago by late today or tomorrow.
And the weather has also affected trucking companies and, as you mentioned, mail deliveries, utilities.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything this hasn't affected. This is a special kind of cold. The infrastructure here is really beginning to creak. In Michigan, they're asking people to turn down their thermostats because a gas substation had a fire. The pressure went down. They couldn't move enough gas through the lines. And, you know, that's a little bit scary if you can't get gas to people's houses. Electricity is being rationed in some areas. Really, every sort of infrastructure here is under huge strain right now.
And as you've written, the cold weather has also affected output at General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler auto plants.
Yeah, there was this fire in a gas substation, and it limited the amount of gas they could get to these factories. And so they asked them to shut down. So GM shut down 13 factories today, and I think they've asked even the corporate workers to work from home through Friday. So that's just sort of one of many, many aspects. You know, schools throughout the Midwest, kids have been home from schools for 2 and 3 days. Universities are shut down. Some of them will open today or tomorrow. But things are at a standstill. Commercial, industrial, retail, social. I think people are watching a lot of Netflix.
Right. And the temperatures are supposed to rise really throughout the eastern part of the United States. I guess they're supposed to rise into the 50s before too long in the Midwest, and they're supposed to hit the 50s, if not this weekend here in the east, you know, the beginning of next weekend, maybe even approaching 60. But I guess for now, are they still lighting fires under the Chicago railroad tracks or the subway tracks?
Yeah, they've had to do this because they were afraid that the rails would crack. There's a lot of surreal scenes around the city right now. Those fires under the tracks sort of looks like the Game of Thrones. The vapor, I don't know what you call it, steam vapor coming off the Chicago River. This happens every winter. You see it in the Chicago River. You see it coming out of the Lake Michigan, but it's just billowing out. And, you know, Chicago has a gorgeous skyline, so it's sort of encased in the steam that's rising up, the ice that's frozen very quickly and accumulated very quickly on both the river and along Lake Michigan is also surreal. And then it's quiet outside, and it's dry, and tends to carry a little bit. So one of the other weird aspects of this cold is that because it's so dry, the sky looks particularly blue. So it's sort of feeling like you're on another planet right now.
Wow. Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin joining us from Chicago via Skype. Thanks, Doug. Stay warm.
Thanks very much.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.